we're reminded of a wonderful promise from God. He looks out for those who treat you well and deals appropriately with those who don't. What's even more incredible is that through your life, blessings are meant to spread to people all over the world. Let's take a moment right now to connect with God through prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day, which is like none other. We invite the Holy Spirit to fill us, ensuring the words I speak are filled with your wisdom, not just my own thoughts. We ask for renewed energy and a refreshed spirit right now. Lord, let your presence be felt profoundly today. May every person watching this feel your touch on their heart, your whisper to their soul, and see the impact of your love in their lives. Let them hear your voice through mine. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Now, let's focus on how the Holy Spirit is actively working in our lives today. If you felt loss or been wronged, God is making a bold statement. You are going to recover what you've lost. Yes, it's as simple and profound as that. So, dear friends, remember, our journey through life is fueled by faith, not merely by what we can see. Maintain a vision that is clear and focused on the promises God has laid out for you. What obstacles are you currently facing? Consider them with faith and a clear mind. All right, let's hone in on something crucial here. Focus solely on what lies before you. It's essential to not get distracted by those who are after you, talking about you, or stirring up negativity. Trust that God is handling those aspects. What you need to concentrate on is the task at hand. There might be people out there who dislike you. And it's not even about you personally. It's about the spirit that dwells within you, the light you carry. Sometimes this light of yours can bother those dwelling in darkness. It's crucial during these times to recognize that some people, no matter their reactions to you, are not meant to remain in your life during this period. It's okay to let them move on. Remember, it's the same God who can make a heart stubborn and the same God who can make it tender. God keeps reminding me of a powerful message. He will make your adversaries a stepping stone for your rise. Those who doubted you, those who spoke ill of you, prepare to be amazed. God is hinting that even among them, there will be blessings coming your way this season. God reassures us that He has everything under control. No matter what worries you carry, what struggles you face, or what difficult circumstances you are enduring, God is overseeing all. God has a special message for you in this season. He plans to shower you with blessings, and these blessings will come from people you wouldn't expect. You'll be taken aback by the sources of these blessings, as God will work through these individuals in such a profound way that they will acknowledge your significance, not because of who you are on your own, but because of the divine spirit residing within you. Remember, no weapon aimed against you will find success. This message is for someone specific, someone who has been specially chosen to receive God's direct blessings. The scriptures affirm that God will reward those who support you and confront those who oppose you, extending blessings to people across the globe through your influence. Moreover, even those who have been against you will find blessings through you. God is actively working in the hearts of some of your adversaries, transforming their perceptions to see you as God has designated you to be. They're beginning to understand and recognize your true stature as defined by God. It's clear now, more than ever, that they are gaining a new clarity about who you are in God's plan. They're finally seeing things as they truly are. There was a moment when clarity was absent, and it seemed like God had obscured their vision. This was done not to confuse, but to reveal the true nature of those around you. The Holy Spirit has shown you their genuine selves because it's essential to know who stands with you and who doesn't as you move forward. One of the most important lessons I've learned through the years, and it's something that life seems to reiterate in various ways, is the value of believing what people show you about themselves right from the start. When someone reveals their true character, take that as truth. It's like seeing the first glimpse of dawn. It's just the beginning, but it tells you the day is on its way. Now, people can change. That's one of the beautiful things about life. Relationships, whether friendships or romantic ones, can evolve. If it's truly meant to be, if it's part of God's plan for you, He will orchestrate the circumstances to bring things full circle. What's destined for you will find its way back, no matter the detours. But here's something equally important. what's not meant for your journey won't linger. It's like planting a garden. Not every seed sprouts, but those that do are meant to flourish. This is why it's crucial to trust the first revelations of someone's character. If they've shown you a side of themselves that's harmful or dishonest, be wary. They've already set the precedent. If someone has spoken against you once, there's always that chance they might do so again. It's not about holding grudges, but rather about protecting yourself from future disappointments. Moreover, speaking ill of someone, especially someone chosen by God, is a grave misstep. The scriptures are clear. Those who curse you are, in a way, cursing themselves. They're setting themselves up for their own downfall. God's justice isn't about petty punishments. It's about profound divine responses to the actions of individuals. When someone wrongs you, especially through slander or false accusations, they're not just erring lightly. They're engaging in a serious violation that doesn't go unnoticed by God. Today, I want to remind you that the challenges and obstacles you're facing aren't just random setbacks. They're part of a larger plan that's outlined in the scriptures. God has promised that He's in charge, and He's looking out for us. This isn't just something I'm saying. It's a promise directly from God's word. I'm here to pass on a bit of encouragement that might uplift your spirits, because God has reassured us that He has everything under control. Focus is key here. It's all about keeping your eyes on the prize, your personal goals, the outcomes you're striving for, and the day-to-day tasks that will get you there. Sometimes life feels like a battle where you're just trying to make it through each day. You might wake up feeling like you're in survival mode, thinking about how to get through the week or even just the day. But God is telling us to keep our focus sharp on those long-term objectives. It's easy to get distracted by the little things, the minor annoyances and hurdles that seem to pop up and derail our plans. These could be anything from unexpected bills, disagreements with friends, or setbacks in personal projects. However, these challenges are not just stumbling blocks, they are actually indicators that you are about to turn a corner. Think of them as the steep climb before reaching the peak of a hill. The journey is toughest right before the summit. God is gearing up to change your life in unimaginable ways. By the end of this year, you'll look in the mirror and perhaps see a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. You'll see someone transformed by the trials they've faced and the victories they've achieved. This transformation might seem overwhelming now, but it's a clear sign that the Holy Spirit is actively working in your life. So take a deep breath and let all this sink in. It's a significant message meant for someone out there, perhaps even you. I'm sending all my love and gratitude to everyone who has supported me and contributed to my journey. Remember, we're in this together, and with God's guidance, we're headed towards something truly great.